What do you really want? I have a big question for you. How can you live in the power of the resurrection? Let's face the facts. Many Christians live without power or faith. And some are Christians in name only. Paul the Apostle spoke about this dreadful condition. 2 Timothy 3:5, having a form of godliness but denying his power, have nothing to do with such people. I'm afraid that I've seen thousands of believers who really didn't believe. They had no power, assurance, or joy. Why are so few Christians living in power, peace, and purpose? I'm not sure if I have a good answer, but I do know the solution. Paul was an incredible apostle, but he still had a peculiar hunger for three things. Philippians 3:10 says, I want to know Christ. Yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death. Paul was unashamed to admit that, number one, he wanted to know Christ experientially. Number two, he wanted to know the power of his resurrection experientially. Thirdly, he wanted to partner in his sufferings. Hey, wait a minute. Didn't Paul know Christ already? Of course he did. But he's referring to an intimate relationship. In this verse, Paul used the Greek word gnosko, which means an experiential, intimate knowledge. Wow. We all need more of that. Secondly, Paul did many miracles in Jesus' name, but he still hungered for a specific type of power, resurrection dunamis power. He wanted more dynamite power. And finally, Paul wanted to feel the strength and comfort of Christ in suffering. We know that Paul was willing to be beaten, shipwrecked, stoned, in prison, and even killed for his faith. But he wanted Christ right next to him. Paul never lost his hunger and desire for more. Hey, have you lost that hunger? Know that we want to pray for you. We love you. We want to see resurrection power and presence in your life. Because you're a miracle. And God loves you. And I'm your friend, Paul Marcoulet.